You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Evan Roberts, the co-founder of both AE Home Group and Dependable Home Buyers, both of which aid their clients in the sale of their property in a way that best suits their financial needs. Evan, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the opportunity.
And we thank you for your time as well. So for starters, what is it that Dependable Home Buyers does exactly that differentiates you from a real estate agent?
So our company focuses on purchasing homes directly from their sellers, typically in cash. A traditional real estate agent and kind of a traditional sale in general, focuses on putting it on the retail market. You're looking for maybe Mr. and Mrs. Smith looking for their first home. And with that, you're now dealing with their financial institution that has to finance that. You're putting it out there. You're waiting for, multiple groups of people to go through your home. And then typically at the end of that, you're paying a substantial number of fees to sell your property to them. So, where we're a little bit different is when you deal with us, we're paying everything right there. And then the offer that we're giving you is that's your cash that you're walking away from the deal with. So we really focus on making the home selling scenario for a seller very straightforward, very clear, and just try and get them, out of that situation as quickly as possible, which is typically their number one goal.
And if you don't mind, expand on that a little bit further. Any interesting stories you'd like to share as well, or any horror stories on the other side of the coin?
I think in this industry, maybe when you start out, a lot of the scary things that you come across, frankly, I'm fairly numb to them at this point. You see so much in this. The most recent house, we actually just sold it officially yesterday. Really happy with how that turned out. Lovely homeowner in there now. But when we started, this was a property that had been owned by a former hoarder, I think a cat lady. There's a strong odor of cat urine. And unfortunately, that's fairly common. There's a lot of folks out there that that have houses in these types of conditions. And, that's really not well suited to selling on the retail market. Mr. and Mrs. Smith aren't looking to take on a project that will likely exceed six figures, in terms of renovation costs. The seller and us, we were able to work together to come up with a situation where they were able to leave all the belongings in the property. They didn't have to worry about cleaning that out. They didn't have to worry about that cat smell in the property. We were able to give them a fair offer, moved quickly to settlement and moved along. And it was pretty neat too. A lot of times when we buy these properties, especially in a situation, this was the home the seller's son grew up in, and that's who we were working with, was actually the seller's son. And, they're so excited to see somebody bring the house back to, the condition that it was in that they remember as a kid, and see somebody, restore the life to that property and give somebody else an opportunity to, have Thanksgiving at their house and, open Christmas presents on Christmas morning, just all the memories they remember having. So we're excited, particularly selling a house this close to the holidays. Giving somebody a good home and kind of restoring that. That's what we do day in, day out. I think from a horror story perspective, never found any dead bodies in any houses or anything. But it's a pretty scary one. But at this point, like I said, we've seen it all. And there's nothing really too scary for us at this point.
Some awesome information and some great experiences right there. Now, other than buying a property that may be too ugly for a traditional seller, are there any other advantages to using you guys over another home buying company in the state of Maryland?
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, I'd be kidding myself if I thought that there weren't, hundreds and hundreds of companies kind of billing themselves as home buying companies, even in a state as small as Maryland. But kind of what differentiates us a little bit here is that we actually are buying your house to renovate ourselves, where a lot of a lot of these companies are buying to what's called wholesale, and that could be a whole different podcast right there. But we're looking to buy these ourselves, renovate them with our own cash. And because we're both, my business partner Jeff and I are both born and raised in Maryland, we know this market very well. A cool statistic, I kind of sat down to think through this this interview here. 100% of the renovation projects that we have put out on market this year have sold for their list price within 1 week of going on market. And what that says is basically we know the numbers on these projects. We know what they're going to sell for. We know what the market looks like. And we know our construction costs. So what that means is, we've got a really good handle on our numbers. And the number that we give you or give a seller, rather, that's a very fair, very strong offer. It's based on cold, hard facts. It's not speculation. It's based on the numbers. And, in our business anyway, you live and die by the numbers, and the numbers don't lie. I think that helps put the sellers at ease, looking at data and being able to make a decision and say, I feel like this is a fair offer for me, not just having some, sharky sales guy come in and say, hey, I think this is a good deal. You should take it. So let's just have a more informed conversation than I think their average home buying company would be able to have with them. That's a big thing for us.
Today we are joined by Mr. Evan Roberts, the co-founder of both AE Home Group and Dependable Home Buyers, both of which aid their clients in the sale of their property in a way that best suits their financial needs here on Enterprise Radio, working in association with the Real Estate Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Evan, what are the fees typically associated with selling a home to you guys versus someone utilizing a real estate agent?
So that's a great question. I think that's one of the first things I try and cover with our clients. With us, there are no fees. So just kind of going through briefly, like the fees associated with selling a property in a traditional sale. You're going to be paying pretty standard 6% of that total sales price just in commissions to a listing agent, and they're going to split that with the buyer agent. But 6% of your total cost, right? So that's a pretty staggering amount of money going out the window right off the bat. So if you're selling your $300,000 house, to have $18,000 just paid out in real estate commissions, that's quite a bit of money. You've got transfer taxes, and that's something, that's at the state level, state and county level. And that can, that can easily be, $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 at a time. You've got the title work that you're paying for, typically a couple thousand dollars. And these are the fees that, oftentimes would be negotiated with some split between the buyer on the other side. But again, kind of what I talked about earlier, where, you may be waiting 2-3 months to get to that point where you're having that conversation, which is also, again, a factor that I think people oftentimes leave out, those holding costs and how much does it cost to hold a property for 2 or 3 months, when you're paying property taxes and, utilities, et cetera. So, long story short of it, paying $15,000 to $30,000 in fees to sell your house, is fairly routine. And that's not even factoring in the, 3-6% in closing help that's pretty common for home buyers to ask for these days. So, if you have an FHA buyer, they can ask for up to 6% of that help in closing costs. So you know, that could be, again, another $18,000 on top of the $18,000 you're already paying real estate agents. So, you know, there's some substantial fees that I think people maybe forget about in a traditional sale. Now, kind of shifting gears, when it comes to us, there are no fees, which is fantastic. You know, I think for the sellers, like I said, that contract price that's written on there, that's the price that you're getting at the table. Now, obviously, if you have a mortgage, that's a separate conversation between you and that lender. You'll have to, of course, pay that off, something for them to consider. But there's no hidden fees. There's nothing. You know, we're paying all the transfer taxes for both the seller and us as the buyer. You know, we're paying for everything. We pay for all the title work. And of course, we're not asking for closing help or anything like that. These are cash offers. You know, so that's a pretty big difference. And I think, you know, when we have these conversations with people and you show them, again, going back to showing them the numbers, they really start to see the value in working with a company like Dependable Home Buyers, you know, that really focuses on just giving them a quick, no BS answer. How much am I going to walk away from? And at the end of the day, that's what everybody cares about. So.
And you've mentioned a couple of times the difference between your company and a traditional real estate sale, but you also noted that you are, in fact, a licensed real estate agent yourself. Clarify that, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is a good point, and again, something we typically cover right off the bat and put in all our contracts with our clients. We are licensed real estate agents in the state of Maryland, and I can't tell you how many times, you know, we've had conversations with sellers and, you know, maybe their financial goals or kind of what they're looking for is better suited to, you know, selling in a traditional sale. So, you know, great example earlier this year, you know, we had a property in the Canton neighborhood of Baltimore, and it was currently a rental property for a gentleman living out of state. Prime candidate typically for somebody to sell to us at Dependable Home Buyers. And, you know, we had the conversation and, you know, he had told me what, you know, what he had paid, and he had bought this as a rental property for his son to live in. So he probably paid a little more than I would as a rental, you know, somebody looking to add that to the rental portfolio, but it was okay. It was for his son. But, you know, when we talked about the financial goals and we looked at the condition of the house, and, you know, again, we looked at the factors that he didn't need to sell right there and then. It wasn't, you know, he's a lawyer. It wasn't a situation where he needed to liquidate that quickly. And, you know, we actually ended up listing it as real estate agents for him. You know, and we were able to help him achieve his goals that way of selling the property. He was able to wait a little bit longer. Now, of course, he did pay the traditional fees, but he felt it was worth it. And in some cases, it is. So that's the conversation we like to have and kind of figure out, you know, what situations work, you know, where it's most appropriate to list it as a retail sale and where it would be maybe appropriate to just sell to us directly, Dependable Home Buyers.
Well, Evan, it certainly has been good to have had you. Really interesting information and really helpful as well. Before you go, certainly want to get your take on this. What do you think that it takes to be successful in business?
In business in general? You know, I really have to say, and I think this would apply to business in general, but of course my industry too, you really honestly have to be willing to just work harder than the next guy, you know, I know that sounds so elementary, but, you know, there's cases where, you know, I remember when my business partner and I first got started and, you know, the bank account gets down close to zero because you're stretched out. You bought so much property and it's what, you know, you'd call in sports a building year, right? And I think you just have to be willing to grind it out just that much harder than the next guy and just realize that, you know, or gal, you know, but just, you know, realize that, you know, those tough times, that's what's going to ultimately make you a successful business owner. When you've seen what rock bottom looks like, you truly appreciate what success looks like. You know, that's all, you know, I think that's something that holds true for me. You know, just keep grinding.
You bet. And that hard work always pays off and doing more than the next guy. Good stuff there. Thanks so much, Evan. Where can listeners get all the details on your company's Dependable Home Buyers and AE Home Group?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you will check out our website, www.dependablehomebuyers.com, or subsequently www.aehomegroup.com. We also are on Twitter, Facebook. You can just search, you know, NB Home Buyers for Dependable Home Buyers or AE Home Group, and you'll find us on there. You know, we'd love to talk to folks. You know, we've got, you know, our contact information's on there, email addresses, phone numbers. You know, that's I'd always encourage somebody to reach out. It never hurts to talk to somebody. You know, what's the worst that could happen? You know, we can't come to an agreement, but at least we had a good conversation.
Well, Mr. Roberts, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eric. Take care. Thanks.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Evan Roberts, the co-founder of both AE Home Group and Dependable Home Buyers, both of which aid their clients in the sale of their property in a way that best suits their financial needs. And for the details, visit either dependablehomebuyers.com or aehomegroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.